should traditional energy, such as coal mining and gas drilling, be included in an office that promotes clean and renewable sources of energy? House Bill 1315 would mandate such a change, but some Democrats, including Representative Matt Jones of Longmont, say oil and gas production would detract from the office's overall mission.
You got to really focus on something to be effective at it. I'm afraid we're diluting our efforts substantially. To me, it's akin to deciding to run for state house and run for county commissioner thinking you're going to win both.
The bill would also replace the phrase new energy economy with Colorado's energy economy. Former Governor Bill Ritter coined the term new energy economy during his gubernatorial campaign and based much of his administration touting it.
It's really odd that we would do this. To take new energy out of our vernacular does a disservice to a lot of the folks that were very invested.
Democratic Representative Randy Fisher of Fort Collins says he feels the change is a poke in the eye. But Republican Representative John Becker of Fort Morgan, who is sponsoring the bill, sees things differently.
This was not to upset the apple cart. Colorado is ever evolving and moving forward in an energy economy. And tagging it as Colorado's energy economy and showing everybody around us we are adapting to everything that's coming in front of us energy-wise, this office is open for business.
The measure does touch at the heart of Governor Bill Ritter's legacy. He created the Energy Office to specifically advance renewable energy and energy efficiency, but the office was federally funded, and that money runs out later this year. Becker says his bill to provide new money and expand the mandate won't detract from renewable energy.
Colorado is a true energy hub for all sources of energy, and I believe that this office is more than capable to take care of all sources of energy and move them forward in a responsible way.
And even though Governor Hickenlooper backs the proposal, a similar bill failed in the Democratic-controlled Senate last session. If that happens again, Becker says there will no longer be an energy office in Colorado. Pete Maysmith is with Colorado Conservation Voters. He testified that he wants the bill to move forward, but has problems with changing the mission.
And that's a concern because this office has done such an effective job of hanging the shingle out that says Colorado is open for business with renewable energy, and that has been such a success story from an economic perspective.
Maysmith is also worried about the funding. As written, the measure would create two separate pots of money. Severance taxes would pay to promote traditional fuels, and the state's overall budget would fund renewable and clean energy. And Maysmith says that would lead to uncertainty.
Is there a dedicated funding source that is reliable?
The bill easily passed the House Agriculture, Livestock, and Natural Resources Committee. Every Republican voted for it, along with most Democrats. Greer Bailey is with the Petroleum Marketers Association. He says all the stakeholders need to have a seat at the table.
Since the new administration took office, there has been a cultural shift for the better. When differing industries disagree on a policy issue, they can take an unbiased and impartial look, where before we probably wouldn't have brought those issues to them because we sort of felt like the governor's energy office was more kind of listening to the environmental community.
It next heads to the Appropriations Committee. Environmental groups say they hope to have more input on changes as it moves through the legislature. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.